producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, what kind of a sick idiot would do something like this? You know, I don't even know if I want to watch the news anymore. I mean, the stories I'm hearing, you see this one woman, I forget which city it was, running into a police officer. Thank God he lived. And then she kind of climbs out through her moonroof or her sunroof dancing. And then we have somebody here in my neck of the woods at Desert Shores Community killing the ducks, slaughtering the ducks. We think this happened between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. on Sunday. I used to live near there. It's a real nice area, so we kind of lived in the cheaper homes near there, not on the lake, years ago. And you have a lot of wildlife that runs around there, a lot of duckies and swans. And I guess people woke up looking at a bunch of them completely slaughtered. Even baby swans killed by a stone or brick. Two or three eggs broken in a swan nest. Large duck's body on the sidewalk, and then graffiti. I'm not sure what's going on. Some people thought it might have been, maybe it was a coyote, but that's kind of too deep into the city for there to be coyote running around. And a coyote wouldn't throw a brick, okay? I know my cats would like to throw a brick at me, but they can't. They just can't lift it up with the little baby paws. Sorry, shaky boo. Ooh, shaky boo gets so grumpy. So I don't understand this. And you see something like that, and you're like, this is disgusting. Of course, Nevada Department of Wildlife is taking charge of the investigation, getting on the case, looking into the bird deaths, and the pictures of the graffiti were turned over to the Las Vegas police. But, we really are surrounded by a bunch of sickos. I really don't understand. And when you see stuff like this, it just really kind of makes you question, who's around us? Okay. And I mean, are we safe? Are you kidding me? So I don't know. I really think a lot of people are messed up on spice and drugs. I hate to think that people just wake up and just wake up one day and kill ducks and birds. Because you see, if that's who they were, they'd be doing it all along. You know, like it would be a kid who would have gotten in trouble in school all the time for killing the, school mascot. You know, classrooms would have little chickens or that have little gerbils or fish. So, I mean, that kid would have some sort of a record. But you have somebody out of the blue or someone that just out of the blue happened and you don't see a history of it before. I always like to think drugs, right? Or somebody took something. And this spice stuff really scares me. This fake marijuana where people are doing real weird things, running around naked, doing whatever. I'm just suggesting, okay, that, if you think somebody is a real, real whack job out there, and mind you, I have a lot of empathy for people that suffer from psychiatric illness. I have more empathy for the innocent bystanders that can get hurt. Okay, from somebody going like, but you have your, you have your spidey sense go off that somebody's going to do something bad. I would really just make a call, put a call in to the authorities and just go, look, even if you want to be anonymous, just go, something is really creeping me out about this person. And I know some of you guys listen to my show and go, wait a second. Okay, Dahlia is definitely a different figure. No, don't call the authorities on me. Call the authorities on somebody you think that's going to hurt people. All I do is bore you to death on the radio, okay? There's no real harm in that. Okay, I don't understand what's going on in medical news. Now we have a study saying low-calorie drinks like Diet Coke do help weight loss. Wait, what? They say you will lose more weight than drinking water by drinking diet soda pop. Nah, I disagree. I think drinking diet sodas make you gain weight. If not, I would be super skinny. Researchers found the use of low-energy sweeteners rather than sugar in the original version of drinks leading to reduced calorie intake and body weight. They say the benefits of drinks such as Diet Coke could outweigh those of water. These new findings were a result of review at the University of Bristol and published in the International Journal of Obesity. They say, I want to know why. I want to know the science behind this. They're all talking about this review. They say the sweeteners like aspartame, stevia. Aspartame's Diet Coke. Stevia is found in some Sprite and Cokes. Saccharin and sucralose found in Diet Pepsi. Researchers found a considerable weight of evidence. I know a play on words there, confirming that consuming sweeteners instead of sugar reduce relative energy intake and body weight. Yeah, but I don't get how water is going to be less healthy. That doesn't make any sense. He says, according to Dr. Professor Pete Rogers, we believe we should shift the question from whether these drinks are good or bad and rather focus on how they should be best used in practice to help in the achievement of specific public health goals, such as a reduction of intake of sugar and energy. So I see what he's saying. Rather than just us saying, okay, this is bad, don't go there, this is bad, leave it alone. What they're saying is, look, if you're about to reach for a chocolate chip cookie, go ahead and have a little shot of diet soda. Maybe that's what they want us to say. I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to do that. Okay? And I still don't believe that it's better than water. Water fills you up. Water is something your body needs. In fact, I crave water, but it's got to be cold water, you know, with ice, and it's got to be like really, really good water where there's condensation dripping off the bottle or the vent. You know, if it's just warm water, like I right now have a warm bottle of water, I'm trying to reach for some diet soda. So, yeah, it's got to be good water. Uh-huh. Yeah, please.
So I once found out, because I used to do wilderness survival camping and stuff, that drinking really cold water actually doesn't hydrate you, because the energy used to heat the water is actually being wasted, and so you're not actually consuming anything. Lukewarm water is the best and will hydrate you the best. And as soon as I can, I'm editing some files right now, but as soon as I'm done, I will send you a link on that study, because I remember there being one.
You're actually right. I did hear that. Warm water is better for you than cold. But if you're not going to drink the water in the first place because it tastes like crap, then there is an argument that then the cold water is at least something better. So yeah, you're right.
You're talking about Burnsville, right?
Yeah. All right, thanks, Tom. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's
lying. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Sorry, just got to scoot my tush in my chair. Getting like this in the chair. There we go. So that's what happens when the hemorrhoid pillow is not centered. It starts to kind of make you fall off to one side or the other. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got another GOP Republican presidential primary debate tonight. I'm going to miss part of it because I have a meeting to go to. I'm not going to get back in time to watch. And I like watching it. I find them entertaining. But I think we're done. All right. You know, I think we know the differences now with the different candidates. I know it sells a lot of ratings and, you know, they're able to sell a lot of commercial time with it. And, you know, it gives the candidates, well-needed TV time. But I think many of us have either kind of made a decision, or the more we see these, the more confused we are. Okay? Yeah, we have absolutely no idea who is, you know, ahead in the polls and what they're going to do. We really don't understand anybody's real policies. And a lot of us really are kind of anxious about it. And so I want to see it, so I'm going to tape it. So when I come home, I could just kind of rewind and you know, tape it. But it's in Milwaukee, and I believe it's held by the Fox News Network, okay? And I think it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the main one, and I think the other contenders, the ones not as high up on the polls, I think are at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so they say the debate host Fox Business Network is promising to focus on substantive issues. It's in a response to those that what happened with the CNBC debate last month that tried to do a lot of the gotcha questions and politics, etc. Now, it's interesting. ABC13.com says, be careful what you wish for. That's very interesting. I mean, you know, finally, we may have a debate where somebody is going to actually say what they're going to do. I mean, that was my biggest problem with these last few debates. Nobody's really telling us what they're going to do with health care. And don't just say repeal Obamacare, because that's not going to give us any relief immediately. I mean, what are you going to do urgently to get these deductibles down, to get premiums down, stop the exodus of doctors? What are you going to do urgently to fix the damage Obamacare did? I'd like to know that answer. And if nobody has a plan, then just say it. Okay, don't be trying to pretend. Just say, look, I don't know. And I got to be honest with you. I've said this years ago, even with the previous elections. The candidate that gets up there and says, look, guys, I don't want to pretend to know how to fix our healthcare system. This healthcare system is now such a cluster, and it accelerated its clustership with the last ACA Act, that I got to be honest with you, I am just as overwhelmed by it as you are. And if we got to break it down piece by piece and fix things piece by piece, you know, make bills, one-line bills, okay, that helps give relief and gets things slowly back to where they need to be, then that's what I'm going to do. It's just I don't want to sit here and lie to you and say I have some grandiose plan that may or may not work. All right, but I can promise you that I am going to bust my butt to get our healthcare system back, because right now it's a cluster. And that person I would probably vote for. Just show some honesty. So they say Ben Carson may have some problems as well as Donald Trump when, you know, Fox Business Network, you know, asks, you know, how are they going to handle, you know, some, you know, real issues and what are some specifics. You know, Donald Trump speaks in a lot of generalizations. Well, they all are, because they're playing it safe. But, okay, what are you going to do with ISIS? Now, I mean the wall. The thing with wall in Mexico, you know, Donald Trump said, I want to make Mexico pay for the wall. That was a plan, and he had some specifics in there. But it'd be very interesting to see what the specifics are. Ben Carson, Donald Trump obviously leading the polls. Jeb apparently had attacked Marco Rubio. It didn't go well in the last one, so they think that's what's hurting him in the polls. People are impressed by Marco Rubio. They're impressed by Ted Cruz. They just never get to see them. Jeb Bush had a whole lot of steam in the beginning. Now people don't think, you know, people like Jeb Bush because they were like hoping there'd be somebody else. I think Jeb Bush is a good candidate. Do I think he could win? I don't know. Probably not. You know, I mean, you could have some real, real good people, but winnability doesn't have to do anything with, you know, your past talents. Like Scott Walker, I think Scott Walker would have been a phenomenal candidate. But he wasn't winnable because he couldn't get on TV. Nobody would put him on TV, even though I thought he was cute. I think they should have put him more on TV. So, we'll see, you know, will Rubio's momentum, you know, continue, you know, that kind of thing. But what are some of the issues? I don't know what they're going to ask, but I mean, it'll be very interesting to see how they're going to, what their take is on, like the fast food worker strike. So right now, we have fast food workers striking, seeking $15 wages and unionization. Apparently, fast food workers demanded a $15 an hour wage and walked out in dozens of cities earlier today, kicking off a year-long campaign to muster the political power of 64 million low-wage workers for next year's presidential election, according to USA Today. The protests are taking place in 270 cities, and they mark the workers' largest show of force in the 3 years since they launched a series of rallies to call for higher pay and the right to unionize. This is called Fight for $15, which represents the workers and is backed by the Service Employees International Union. Tens of thousands of workers and supporters were expected to take part in Tuesday's demonstrations, which began around, I guess, the dawn at many McDonald's outlets in downtown Brooklyn, Boston, Philadelphia, among other locations. Protests in as many as 700 additional cities are also planned as well. Let me see. 200 workers in Detroit protested. And let me see here. All right. Now, these walkouts, okay, I guess in contrast to some of their other walkouts where they just walked out, this is really getting a lot of video footage, and it's really getting a lot of press attention, which is why I think it'll be brought up in the debate. So these workers are really trying to garner as much political support. They say many of the Republican candidates oppose raising the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour, saying it'll hurt job growth. And the restaurant industry says it will force employers to replace workers with technology, such as touch screen ordering tablets. Hillary Clinton says she supports a $12 federal pay floor. Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley want a $15 an hour minimum. They say it's going to close the gap between rich and poor. I think we all know what the situation is. I think we all agree that nobody can live on $7.25 an hour. And I think the $7.25 an hour right now, because of the mess that's been made in the last 8 years, there's no way the $7.25 an hour can work. So it has to go up. And I think we're all in agreement it has to go up. But I think we also, if any of us have any economic sense or no math, okay, and if any of us went to kindergarten, I think we all realize that you double minimum wage as quickly as people want it, you will see the job sector hurt. All right. And so here the GOP is going to look bad again. They're going to look like, you know, why? If we do that, we're going to hurt job growth. Yeah. It's going to, you know, we're going to lose jobs. We're going to have robots replaced. We're going to have these self-serve kiosks in fast food restaurants, etc. They're right. They're right. But they look like the bad guy. So I don't know what the strategy is. Should the strategy be let it happen and see where the cards fall? The problem with that is that's what happened with the last administration. Okay? Things just went. Obamacare just went. It got passed. So Obamacare got passed. Let's see where the chips fall. And we saw where the chips fall. And it's hurting. Now it's spewing more requests for higher pay. And so I don't know what the answer is. But the Republicans are going to have a very, very difficult time winning if they don't get on board with the raising minimum wage. But I don't know how you raise minimum wage without preventing unemployment. But you can only do so much. You ask a company to double what they pay, they are going to have something. And if they can't have the quality at HALVE of their food or their rent, or their workers' comp insurance or whatever else, the only thing they could control is the number of employees, and then they could cut that. And if a union prevents them, saying, no, you need to have X amount of employees per shift based on X amount of customers, then putting in technology may help protect them. Or they'll just close down. Or what they'll do is they'll raise the prices of their food, which they're going to. It's not going to be fast food anymore. Now you're going to have these restaurants that really don't, you know, appeal to the consumer that we're meant to. You know, we actually went to a restaurant. We did not want anything close to fast food. We wanted to go to a sit-down restaurant. These plates were almost $16-17 bucks a plate. So I think what's going to happen is your McDonald's is going to be your $10 a plate meal. And it's going to be ridiculous. Nobody's going to eat out anymore. Which maybe is what we need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of us do not like tea. I can't stand tea. But they say 5 cups of black tea a day could cut risk of stroke and diabetes. It's supposed to reduce blood pressure, diabetes, and stroke. And we studied this with Dutch children. Dutch school children as young as 4 were already served tea rather than juices or some other drink at a school time, at lunchtime. And according to the Health Council of the Netherlands, after looking at the study, they recommend 3 to 5 cups a day of this tea. They say, let me see here. Apparently, they have certain guidelines. They want the tea black or green. Certain herbal teas do not count. See, Europe, they drink a lot of tea. Okay, us, we're just not big tea drinkers. I don't know what it is. I didn't grow up. I mean, I remember my mom making tea. My mom would drink some tea. I'm like, oh, this blows. And I mean, I like the Arizona tea if it's sweetened, but that's about it. Okay, so let me see. What they did is they looked at a bunch of studies looking at 3 to 5 cups of tea associated with reduced risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke. And, I guess they're not really saying much else. That's about it. That's all they can say. All right, I'm not sold. All right, if you guys could drink the tea, go for it. A spoot of tea. Spoot of tea. Can't really do the accent as well as I should. Obese children as young as 8 are already showing signs of significant heart disease. What is wrong with us? We really, I don't know where we need to go with this, but whether it's the kids not playing outside or the kids not getting sunlight, we are just doing really wrong by our kids. And for us, by the way, because, you know, we have issues of national security. And if our kids right now, as young as 8, are showing signs of significant heart disease, right, and we have morbid obesity with so many of these kids, who's going to defend our country? I mean, who's going to build our country? Who's going to be able to go to work without having disability later? They say obese children as young as 8 are already showing early signs of heart disease by scans, looking at the heart muscle and finding heart muscle abnormality. They compared 20 obese children with 20 of their normal weight peers. Scientists discovered obesity was linked to 27% more muscle mass in the left ventricle of the heart and 12% thicker heart muscles. 40% of the obese children were deemed to be high risk because of problems with the thickened muscle in the heart, which was linked to impaired pumping activity. So their heart pumps weren't even working right. None of the children, however, showed physical signs of heart disease. But researchers warned that heart problems in early childhood could obviously extend to adulthood. Lead study author Dr. Lin Yong Jing of the Geisinger Health System in the U.S. said parents should be highly motivated to help their children maintain a healthy weight. Ultimately, we hope that the effects we see on the hearts of these children are reversible. That's the key here. It can be reversible. So, researchers measured a child's obesity based on the CDC's standard growth charts. Of the 20 obese children, 7 were teenagers. Among these 7 teens, 5 had a BMI over 35, which is morbidly obese. The healthy range for kids is between 18.5 and 25. All 40 children who were obese or normal weight underwent MRI scans so researchers could measure the function and dimensions of their hearts. Researchers excluded children with diabetes and those who were too large to fit into the MRI machine to have measurements taken of their heart. Now, I think, okay, this is really underestimated. I think we have a lot more out there. And, it's a lot easier an answer, okay? You look at your kid. If the kid is overweight, you make sure you get them into a sport. And there's tons of different sports. They don't have to do football if you're worried about football and injuries. They could do taekwondo, karate. They could do Krav Maga. There's a lot of Krav Maga now for kids. Teaches them self-defense, teaches them self-discipline, self-control, all right? They don't have to feel like they're on a team being made fun of. There's tons of different things. They got the swim team. But I love team sports. Find something the kid likes to do. If the kid doesn't like to do any sports and they're really not into it, then every night you guys go for a walk. Or every day you guys go for a walk. Get that kid up in the morning at 5:30 in the morning and take him on the walk with you. Have them walk the dog. Have them do fun type of stuff. What about dance? Some kids may not like sports, but they really like dance. Have them do a dance or music class. Something like that that gets the movie. What about marching band? These people in the marching band, they lose weight. You are carrying something. You're walking. You got to keep your tummy in, you know, good posture. There are so many different ways to get exercise these days, okay? Or yard work. Go out and do yard work for about a half hour, okay? But have the kid do that. If the kid maybe likes a treadmill, they like to walk, okay? You want to listen to your favorite music, you got to do it on a treadmill. But you have to do that. You have to ingrain it into them that they have to do exercise every day. They got to get some sunlight. You got to protect them against melanoma and skin cancer, but they still got to get some sunlight somehow. Figure it out. Okay, if I can figure it out, I'll tell you. Make sure they're eating well. None of these sweets. Okay, they don't have to have sweets. They don't have to have dessert after breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dessert is a treat. They could have fruit for dessert, and they could have cookies once in a while, but not every day. No everyday dessert. And, you know, let these kids know. I mean, you know, it's a shame, but, you know, when the kids knew about my father, you know, having a heart attack and the issues my mother-in-law had, you know, they did start to eat healthy. I think they started to get a little nervous. You know, you need to talk to them. A lot of families hide death and disease from their kids. Kids used to not go to funerals. Kids used to not, you know, hear about what was going on with the family. They thought the kids couldn't handle it. No, they do need to know. Yeah, some of them may be scared, and it has to be done in a proper way, but they have to understand, okay? You know, my kid was just downing diet soda all the time. You know, and I told him, look, you know, I have no idea what cancer grandma had, but I know she drank a lot of diet soda, and I have no idea, you know, what health benefits you're getting out of diet soda. So can you just do me a favor, and instead of drinking all the diet soda, can you drink something a little bit more safe? He stopped diet soda completely, and I didn't want to scare him, but he would not listen to me for years about diet soda. My kid would get it at school or whatever. So, yeah, I believe him. He's not drinking it anymore. So, and we don't have it at the house. So, you gotta have those conversations with them, and you gotta be straight. Just like when we talked about sex last week. Okay? You gotta be straight with them. You don't have to go into all that kind of detail, and I know there's unfortunately a lot of detail that some people accidentally go into. But, you know, none of this birds and bees stuff with your teenagers. Okay? You know, tell them like it is. Talk about the nitty gritty. Okay? And let them know. And not to scare them, but let's, you know. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Seaweed may prevent bowel disease. They say people who eat large amounts of seaweed have fewer bowel disorders, according to Brigham University researchers. What they did is they made a pill, seaweed pill. They gave 16 people a daily capsule for a month and monitored changes in their health. See, that's the thing. You see, take seaweed in a pill. I'd rather you guys just eat the regular seaweed, but if you can't get it into you, then that, what's the next best thing? They think that it protects, an alginate capsule. They say alginate's protective effect is a result of it binding to iron in the guts. Unabsorbed iron causes inflammation and changes in gut bacteria, which increase the risk of bowel disease. So, that's interesting. Another really cool thing, they found that there's a device that freezes part of the heart that can be used to stop atrial fibrillation. When you stop the area where the electrical impulses are being sent abnormally, which could unfortunately cause stroke, many times we use ablation, hot wires. Now they're going to try to freeze the tissue instead of using hot wires. There's some trials going on in Europe, and it's called Cool Loop, which is a long thin tube that they're using. That's pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
House is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting study. If your normal weight, okay, your weight's good, BMI is good, but you got belly fat, it is more deadly than being all over obese. Can you believe that? New study shows that thin people carry fat around their midsection, known as central obesity, are at greater risk than people who are overweight or obese based on body mass index. The results are published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Previous research has shown that central obesity is related to cardiovascular risks and overall causes of death, but this was the first time they looked at people of normal weight. Okay, usually when we're talking about this, we're like, all right, if you're obese, but you carry your obesity centrally as opposed to in the butt, that's a problem. Now they're looking at normal weight people. Okay? Team looked at data from over 15,000 U.S. adults aged 18 to 90 who participated in the third National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. After an average follow-up of 14 years, just over 3,200 deaths occurred. The results show that normal weight adults with central obesity, measured by waist-to-hip ratio, had the worst long-term survival compared with any group, regardless of BMI. In fact, the data show that normal weight people with fat around the midsection were twice as likely to die compared to people who were overweight or obese. Twice as likely to die if your weight is normal. So they're looking at where your fat is as being more dangerous. Experts think maybe when you have central obesity, you got more visceral fat, fat around the liver, fat around the organs, fat around the pancreas, fat around the intestines. All right. You know, and fat deposit. See, here's the thing that I know some of you guys are thinking. A lot of you guys work out. And many of you, like, I have this problem. Okay. When I used to run and when I was younger, everything was pretty skinny. But as I started to work out more, my back was hurting to the point that I couldn't really be doing the crunches and the stomach stuff. But I still kept to my cardio and I still kept walking and, treadmill and fast walking and even running. So my butt and my thighs, believe it or not, are smaller in comparison to my waist. And so the weight had to go somewhere because I kept burning it off my tush. And so, and I, now I don't have a small tush by no means, but my legs are a lot smaller, but my stomach isn't. And so, you know, I also wonder if they're going to go, well, wait a second, if you're doing a lot of exercise that involves walking, you need to stop and do more midsection type of exercise. You know, like row machine or, you know, crunches, that kind of thing. So they say, the fat is more harmful than the fat beneath the skin, the subcutaneous fat, when the fat is around your organs and can lead to insulin resistance, which can be a precursor to type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, and a host of chronic diseases. Visceral fat also leads to increased leptin. Leptin is the satiety hormone that tells the brain when you're full. But when you have all this visceral fat releasing all this leptin, then you start to get leptin resistance, and your body's like, wait a second here. Okay, I don't know what it's talking about. This person still needs food. So you end up overcompensating. All right, so how do we redistribute the weight? I would just say make sure you mix up your exercise. Make sure you try to prevent a lot of the obesity from starting by less foods, less carbs, less crap that you eat. And, you know, it's all in the hips. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say too few U.S. Hispanics have cholesterol under control. The research being presented Monday at the annual meeting of the American Heart Association found that 1/3 to 1/2 of Hispanics could benefit from taking cholesterol-lowering statin medication. The result of the study is another clear demonstration of the extent of how they say disparities in healthcare access affect Hispanic patients. Researchers looked at the treatment of high cholesterol for more than 16,000 Hispanic adults and found only 10% were taking the statins. That's just half of the 20% that were deemed suitable for statin therapy. So not enough of us are, and they say 32% of them probably should have been on it. So what's going on here? Well, a few things, okay? You know, my Hispanic patients are great patients, but they don't, many of them do not believe in taking a medication long term. So whenever I say, look, I need to put you on a medicine for cholesterol or diabetes, or would you rather try diet again? And no pill, no pill. Or if they do take a medication, they only do it short term. All right? Because again, it's not in their culture to take something for the rest of their life. You take the medicine, it's supposed to fix you and be done. So you have people that might have started it, but just never stuck with it. And, you know, one thing I was talking about in the first hour is, you know, we may really need to, you know, change things up a little bit here where we talk about you being on a medication and you have to be on that medication for life. And that's a very scary concept for a lot of us, any ethnicity, any of us, because, you know, with Obamacare and all the changes we have with healthcare, I have no idea if when I turn, I don't know, 50 or 60 or 70, I'm going to have good access to medications and healthcare. And so I have no idea if I'm starting a medication now that I'm going to get it later. So a lot of us are like, you know what, let me try to figure out how to do this without the medication. The problem is for every day you don't treat that high blood pressure or diabetes or cholesterol, it's causing damage. So many of us are thinking, you know, it's really hard to convince yourself, okay, you're going to start taking this medicine now, you know, in your 40s, and you're going to be on that forever. I don't want to commit to 60 years of taking a medicine, assuming I can live till 100. You know, that's a lot of years. Yeah, no, and I'm not 40, I'm 44. Okay, so fine, 56 years. I don't know. So, it would be very, very interesting for them to slowly move towards, okay, rather than you being on a medicine for life, we come up with certain shots or vaccines or et cetera so that you don't need to be on chronic maintenance. And maybe we'll see more compliance. Maybe we'll see better health outcomes. Maybe we'll see less money being spent. Because, you know, look, you have to be on cholesterol medicine. We need to watch your liver. I usually check your levels to make sure they're normal at about 6 weeks and then 3 months. And if you're stable on that medication, I'll watch you every 6 months. So you have to come in, you got to do blood work, etc. What if we came up with something where you just took it and you were done? And then you just have to do your yearly maintenance checks. That's going to save some money in the long run. So, not to mention not getting the heart attack. So we gotta step it up. We really, really do. Former Braves pitcher, 29 years old, Tommy Hansen, who played for the Atlanta Braves and the Angels, went into a coma and died the next day. We don't know why. All we know is he went into full-blown organ failure. He declined pretty quickly. Young guy, healthy-looking guy, sunk into a coma before being pronounced dead on Monday. He had become a free agent just last week, days before he died. Braves teammate Al Drenton Simmons said, we're very sad to hear about Tommy Hansen. Wish his family and close friends a lot of strength. He was a real nice dude. When you hear somebody just completely deteriorate into organ failure, you really wonder what was it, you know, was it an infection? Was it drugs? His younger stepbrother died in 2012. And, right now, you know, we don't have that much information, but when we do, we'll definitely keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this, but we don't have too much time, although I'm sure we're going to see it in the debate tonight. The Obama administration is going to probably bring their case to the Supreme Court involving immigration. They want to overturn a lower court injunction that has held up a new program that would have shielded up to 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. So this decision to take the case to the higher court comes after the federal appeals panel ruled yesterday against the administration. It's going to be interesting. We'll talk about this more as we go. But I guess somebody has to make the definition of what is legal and illegal. If somebody here is illegally, then do we follow a certain rule or guideline? If somebody is here legally, what's the rules or guidelines for that? And so it'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. W-H-E-Y.com.